She's honestly the love of my life, and I will tell you honestly, I did make a mistake. You know, going to the altar and saying no.
The second person I wish to nominate is Ekin-Su. And this is because we're talking about playing the game.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I sometimes think you're wearing a mask.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality. You know the vibes, all the gossip, all the drama, all the reality TV tea. We are audio only this week with some videos on TikTok, but we're just going to talk about everything that's been happening in the world of reality TV. Initially, I wanted to make this whole episode about Love is Blind and that Love is Blind reunion show, which I've just watched, by the way. I have so much opinions. But wanted to very quickly, before I get into Love is Blind, talk about this kind of like big story in the UK right now around Ekin-Su, who won the previous season or the previous season before that of Love Island, who is currently on Celebrity Big Brother. Now, I understand that Ekin-Su's family have released a statement via her social media, kind of telling people to be kind after the backlash that Ekin-Su has been receiving about her performance on Celebrity Big Brother. First of all, just want to start off by saying that, like, any kind of, like, real hate or death threats and stuff, I feel like that's uncalled for, that's terrible, and that should stop. So that I don't stand for, that I don't condone. However, I do feel like Ekin-Su is not coming across great on this show. I mean, the Ekin-Su that we grew to kind of love on Love Island almost feels like a different person when we're watching her here on Celebrity Big Brother. And it's fascinating, isn't it, about, like, the editing of reality TV and how, you know, on one show someone can be seen as, because I guess on Love Island she was seen as the person who started drama, but in quite a fun tongue-in-cheek way. It was quite ooh, Ekin-Su, whereas in here it's just like, you are just being fake. Like, obviously there was a face-to-face nominations this week in which we saw Ekin-Su nominate Louis Walsh, and I'm not gonna lie, that's very surprising considering, you know, from the start of this season Ekin-Su was up his ass, not just up his ass but up his and Sharon Osbourne's ass. In my theory here is that Ekin-Su, I think, was being quite smart and quite calculated from the beginning. At the end of the day, look, Big Brother is a game, so we can't really fully drag her for that, but let's call a spade and discuss what's being done. You know, I think Ekin-Su was clinging on to the more famous housemates from the beginning. Obviously, you know, as time went on, she started to get closer to other people, but you could see her game plan from day one, from when she was helping Sharon with her suitcase. Why didn't you help anyone else, sister? You know, why didn't you help anyone else? And I mean, they even said it on Late in Live. One of the presenters said it on Late in Live. But don't you think it's interesting how Ekin-Su kind of, you know, hanging around with the older housemates? Now, Thursday night's episode. People were already saying that Ekin-Su was coming across not great in the series, but I think when we saw her nominate Louis, it was like, this is really fake because you were up this guy's, you know, backside. And now, because obviously on the most recent eviction night on Tuesday, she obviously heard the crowd booing Louis Walsh, and that's clearly when she's decided to change her stance. That's how it comes across, you know? And can I just say, guys, why does she keep... No, this is too much. At every given second, Ekin-Su just like brings up Love Island. And can I just say, right, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, personally. I think she has a problem with it. I think the stigma is stuck in her head, not anyone else's. Because when I watch Ekin-Su, I just think that she's an entertaining personality who's been on several reality shows. She's previously been an actress, but she is just a reality star, a celebrity. That's kind of what she is. Yeah, at any given chance, it's like, oh, it's because I was on that show. It's because I was on that show. You're judging me because I was on that show. And I'm like, I don't really think this has anything to do with it. People are just judging you, Ekin-Su, based on, I guess, your behavior. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here and obviously say that I do feel like when we watch reality shows, some of these shows are edited. You know, there could be a much softer or, in, you know, brackets, less faker side of Ekin-Su going out throughout the day. But, you know, we don't know how the editors are editing her. So I think at the same time as, like, giving judgment, we do have to give her some grace and understand that we don't know what she was doing throughout the rest of the day. But that being said, as a viewer of reality TV, I think we're entitled to give our opinions. I think we're entitled to say and comment and give opinions on what we see in the hour. Do you get what I mean? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I do think she's been a little bit calculated. But at the same time, is there anything really wrong with it? She's playing a game. It's a game, isn't it? Like, it's a game show. So that's why I kind of don't understand why she broke down and she was so upset, because it's like, babes, everyone here is playing the game. You will get nominated by the people you think you're close with in there, because this is a game show. Like, it is a game. So that's what I've got to say about Ekin-Su on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm so sad that Sharon Osbourne's left. Like, I made a TikTok basically saying that they need to start a GoFundMe account for this woman, because I heard that ITV couldn't afford the full fee. I think it was like some millions of pounds or whatever, so they can only pay her, allegedly, pay her £500,000, so she could only stay for the week. But damn, bring her back, man. She was entertaining. Right, guys, let's move on to Love is Blind. That reunion, eesh!
AD really seen me through. She's honestly the love of my life, and I would tell you, honestly, I did make a mistake. You know, going to the altar and saying no.
Damn. Now, please, let's start talking about that Love is Blind reunion. And you know what? I like watching Love is Blind because this show really highlights how stupid some of you are when it comes to dating. Like, it's embarrassing. So obviously that reunion kind of, and by the way, I'm only going to speak about the bits that I was interested in. If I don't mention it, it means I felt like it was irrelevant. So that reunion kind of started off with the whole, like, Jeremy, Sarah Ann and Laura love triangle. He addressed the rumors that he was engaged while applying for the Love is Blind show. And he obviously just said that, look, he was engaged before the show, but not while he was applying, which is fair play. And both women, obviously Laura, who was over Zoom, and Sarah Ann said that, you know, that he did tell them that he was engaged before. So that's fine. And that was kind of cleared. But the hosts were obviously asking him, you know, like, why did you lie about your location? You know, you shared it with Laura. You went to Sarah Ann's house. You claimed that, you know, you guys were just in the parking lot when that was just a lie. You know, were you really just talking for all those hours until 6 a.m. And even when he got home back to Laura, Laura says that he didn't even go upstairs and he kind of just stayed downstairs. Why? That sounds like a guilty conscience to me. This man is clearly just disloyal. You've got to remember, right? The same way you meet a guy is the same way they will leave you. Like, why do people forget this? People get so lost in the sauce. Sarah Ann claims that they didn't kiss, and Laura says they're both disgusting and rightfully so. I can't, please. And the host must have been like to AD, you know, what do you think about, you know, Sarah Ann's apology to Laura? And AD was like, sorry for what? You know, you still got with her guy. Oh, oh. And that's on that. Do you know what? Like I said, this show really does shine light on, like, it's not easy dating. Listen, dating in your late 20s and 30s, eesh, it's not easy. I do feel like some people just end up settling. Even when people see the red signs, they end up settling. And it's like, guys, I don't feel like in 2024, this is how we should be behaving, because it's giving desperate. It's giving desperate. There was some discussion going around that maybe Sarah Ann's just fake. Maybe this is a fake relationship between her and Jeremy. Maybe it's just all for a storyline. Maybe it's all for entertainment. Maybe it's all a showmance. Maybe it's all because she wants to be famous. Because she made this Instagram story literally saying, this is reality TV, it's entertainment. Guys, to me, that's just giving showmance. It's giving a showbiz relationship. It's giving she wants a TV career, but it's not banged yet. It's giving this woman is just using him. I don't know. They just seem as toxic as each other. I'm not here for that relationship personally. I want to say that for the sake of love, I really do hope that they find what it is they're looking for in their lives, because I don't believe it is each other. Now, Trevor got brought into the studio. It was very villainish. Like, it was very villain. Like, his whole part in the reunion was villain. Even the way he walked on, he wasn't with the rest of the cast like that. He walked on by himself, sat down, and he got booted off by the hosts. I mean, I don't know how to say it in a softer way, but he was dating somebody during the experiment, and he was exposed. And the text messages that he was sending to the lady on the outside were, I love you so much. Now, the hosts obviously asked Trevor to address this. Why was his mouth open for several seconds in silence when he was asked to address his own behavior, which he went there to address? And in the midst of the silence, AD cut in and was just like, say it with your chest. Like, some of these men, some of these people must be so embarrassed. Are you not embarrassed? It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Like, how can you be that much of a toxic guy? Like, you are talking to other women. You were leading on Chelsea, literally leading the poor woman on. She's so beautiful. Bless that woman. And you have nothing to say. Anyways, he did end up starting to say, oh, you know, I had a whole thing prepared, but kind of don't know what to say. Blah, 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 blah. So look, he's obviously claims that he says he wasn't dating the girl, but he says that they were close. But then the hosts were like, well, if you were close and you were dating, then why were you saying that you love her via text? And then he's like, I know I'm toxic. It's just all off brand, really. And men like him just give men a bad name, because what is even taking place in the House of Commons?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.